We're going to be looking at a verse, or really part of a verse, in Psalm 37. Psalm 37, so I ask you to turn there, and as you turn, I'm just going to read a couple of other verses from the Psalm. Psalm 78, verses 18 and 19 refer to the history of the nation of Israel, and they tested God in their heart by asking for the food of their fancy. Yes, they spoke against God. They said, "Can God prepare a table in the wilderness?" Almost as an answer in my mind to Psalm 23 and verse 5, where David says to the Lord, "You prepare a table before me in the presence of my enemies." Psalm 37 and verse 3, I'm reading from the New King James Version, and there it says, "Trust in the Lord and do good, dwell in the land and feed on His faithfulness." Now, if you're reading the King James Version, it's quite different. There you'll read, "And verily thou shalt be fed." Still has the same idea of feeding, but the word faithful, which is translated faithfulness in the New King James, and the King James is translated verily, truly. Both are accurate translations of the word. You can go to other translations, J.N. Darby and his translation. He had that phrase, "feed on faithfulness." The English Standard Version has "befriend faithfulness." The literal version, "feed on faithfulness." Young's literal translation, "enjoy faithfulness." So there's a lot of different understandings of what that is in the Hebrew. But recently, as I was going through in my quiet time and I was reading through this psalm, that little phrase just really jumped out at me and stuck with me. Feed on His faithfulness. Feed on His faithfulness. The firmness, the steadiness of God, the trustworthiness and the reliability of our Lord. He can be depended upon. And whether you're reading in the New King James or the King James or some other translation, in the Hebrew, this is an imperative. Feed. Feed on His faithfulness. Feed on this attribute of our Father and our Savior. And when we eat, when we feed for nourishment, and we also feed for pleasure, enjoyment. And I think that we see both of these. This morning, continuing through the Psalms, I was in Psalm 89, and I'll just mention because the word faithfulness kept jumping out at me as an attribute of God. Psalm 89 in verse 1, "I will sing of the mercies of the Lord forever. With my mouth will I make known Your faithfulness to all generations." Verse 2, "For I have said, mercy shall be built up forever. Your faithfulness You shall establish in the very heavens." Verse 5, "And the heavens will praise Your wonders, O Lord, Your faithfulness also in the assembly of the saints." Verse 8, "O Lord God of hosts, who is mighty like You, O Lord? Your faithfulness also surrounds You." Verse 24, the Lord Himself speaking, "But my faithfulness and my mercy shall be with him, and in my name his horn shall be exalted." Verse 33, the Lord continues, "Nevertheless, my loving kindness I will not utterly take from him, nor allow my faithfulness to fail." I want you to imagine for a moment the table prepared for you. A table where God invites you and according to this verse, Psalm 37:3, commands you to feed on His faithfulness, to enjoy and to be nourished by His trustworthiness, His reliability, His dependability. Tonight we're going to go on a little food tour. I'm not going to ask you to turn to all these references because we don't have time to look them all up. I will read them to you, but I will put them down, or they will be up here on the screen. So my wife helped me get the dishes together, and Margaret Lewis confirmed that they were in the right place as far as the dishes that should be here. This one probably shouldn't because this is the hors d'oeuvre dish, which you don't have there at your table, but I needed it for the illustration. So the hors d'oeuvres. The hors d'oeuvres of fellowship, 1 Corinthians 1:9 says this, "God is faithful. by whom you were called into the fellowship of His Son, Jesus Christ our Lord. Of course, hors d'oeuvres are some appetizing food that are served before the meal. Something you enjoy as you're waiting, maybe you're talking, sitting or standing or walking. Snacking is what I call grazing. You know, you just go and you get your, and you're just kind of eating while you're doing some other things. You know, in His faithfulness, God has called us into the fellowship that is found in His Son, into that sharing of our life with His life, and Him sharing, this is the real amazing part of it, Him sharing His life with us. And He is faithful. Faithful to fellowship with us as we avail ourselves of His presence and His willing offer. So my encouragement for you tonight is to feed on your fellowship with Him. He has called you, He has called me into the fellowship of His Son, the Lord Jesus. And then we move ahead because we don't only have the hors d'oeuvres of fellowship. We also have the salad of forgiveness, 1 John 1:9. And you know that very well, I'm sure most of you do. If you don't, that's a good one to memorize. And there we read that if we confess our sins, He is faithful and just to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. So we move to the salad part of our meal. I think probably health-wise, this should be toward the end of the meal, but in our culture, we eat it early before our main dishes. You know, I think about the salad, and it's got that, can't you just see the fresh lettuce? Oh, sorry, I've got to hold it this way. You probably can't see it that well, but the fresh lettuce and then the variety of toppings and additions like tomatoes, cucumbers, broccoli, carrots, croutons, dressings, whatever you like on your salad if you go through the salad bar. And I think about God's forgiveness. Think about the salad of God's forgiveness. It's so varied, isn't it? The forgiveness of our sins, the forgiveness of our iniquities, the forgiveness of our transgressions, the forgiveness of our rebellion, the forgiveness of our lawlessness, the forgiveness of those times when we just gave in to a temptation that jumped on us out of nowhere, forgiveness of those times where the temptation had been calling to us and we finally succumbed. And then those temptations that haunt us every day of our lives, He forgives us. The salad of His forgiveness, He is faithful and just to forgive us our sins. And then we move on to the bread. Hey, I can't miss this part. This is like my favorite part of the meal right here. The bread dish. It doesn't even have to have butter on it. I know it's not really that healthy, but, you know, hey, you bring me the healthiest bread you have, and I'll be loving it, okay? I love bread. I'm a bread eater. Here we have the bread of protection, I'm calling it. 2 Thessalonians chapter 3 and verse 3 reads like this, "But the Lord is faithful, who will establish you and guard you from the evil one." Bread and butter. You think about your bread and butter, that's the essential sustaining element. And what hope would we have of sustenance, of abundant spiritual life, if it were not for the faithful guarding of the Lord as the evil one and his demonic forces assail us continuously? We are no match for the spiritual opposition, but he that is in me is greater than he that's in the world. And he has promised to protect me. And the Lord is faithful to protect us from the evil one and all of his schemes. Therefore, I encourage you tonight, feed on his faithfulness. Feed on his faithfulness. And then we move to the entree. At least what we call the entree. I found this out that I took French in high school and college, and you'd think I would have noticed this, but entree, what does it mean? Enter. It's a starter, right? But in the U.S. and some parts of Canada, we take this as the main dish, the main part of the meal. So that's how we're going to look at it tonight. Psalm 119 in verse 86 says this, "All your commandments are faithful." All your commandments are faithful. Now, you're familiar with Psalm 119 and how I think it's all but four of those 175 or six verses there speak of the Word of God. And here we have the psalmist saying to God, all your commandments are faithful. All of the Word of God is faithful. Every word in the Word of God is reliable and trustworthy and dependable. And you see, it's the solid food right here in the Scriptures. That's the solid food of the spiritual diet of the growing, maturing Christian. So my encouragement is to dig into God's Word. I forgot to pick the plate up here. Dig into the Word of God. Feed on His faithfulness. And then we're going to continue on here with this plate. Got the entree on it. We also have, you get a couple of vegetables with this particular meal. And here's the vegetable of limitation to start out with. You see, your parents say, eat your vegetables. They're good for you. That's true. Somebody tell me your favorite vegetable. You could eat it almost like dessert. Anybody got one? Green beans? Is that what you said, Sonny? We got two in the mouth of two witnesses. Green beans, all right? A good vegetable that we enjoy, 1 Corinthians 10:13 says, no temptation has taken you except such as is common to man, but God is faithful, who will not allow you to be tempted beyond what you are able, but with the temptation will also make the way of escape that you may be able to bear it. You see, this is one of those vegetables that we can't wait to get hold of. I'm looking forward to getting into those green beans. And if you don't like green beans, there's some other vegetable you like. Sweet potato casserole. Is that a vegetable? So, you know, okay. You can go there. Okay, we got some amens back there in the amen corner. Okay, our faithful God promises in this verse that He sets limitations on the temptations we face. That they will never go beyond the way of escape that He provides. You know, that vegetable is good for us, and we don't argue with that. We say, yum, yum. Grandpa, I'm glad that's on the menu. So I'm going to encourage you, feed on the faithfulness of God. Having full confidence that He will not allow you to be tempted beyond what He knows is your threshold of bearing. But then there are those other vegetables. And we've got one of them on the dish tonight. They're the vegetables that we know are good for us. We learn that, but we usually don't want to eat them. Unless you're Popeye, maybe you didn't like spinach growing up. Probably didn't. Maybe you did. They push that in a different form these days. But here's the vegetable of affliction in Psalm 119 and verse 75. I know, O Lord, that your judgments are right and that in faithfulness you have afflicted me. In faithfulness you have afflicted me. There are those vegetables that are for our benefit, and this affliction is one of those vegetables. It's that affliction that God is allowing and sometimes placing in our lives is for our good, to shape us to be like the Lord Jesus, to teach us lessons that we need to know, to enable us to be more sensitive to others who are going through difficulties, to chasten us because our Father loves us. And we must accept by faith what God allows and places into our lives. And we have to believe that it's healthy for us. And as our Heavenly Father says, eat your vegetables. We need to feed on His faithfulness. But then we come down to the end of the meal, and we've got the dessert. I sat with some of you guys last night at the table, so I know which ones of you had dessert. I know which ones of you had two helpings. The dessert. And here we have the dessert of answered prayer. If you got a sweet tooth, Kim and I have discovered Maxi B's. That's not an advertisement, but you got a sweet tooth. Dessert. Psalm 143 in verse 1. David says this, hear my prayer, O Lord. Give ear to my supplications. In your faithfulness, answer me. and in your righteousness. So tonight I'm going to suggest that our dessert plate is filled with answered prayers. That's the dessert of God's faithfulness. That is sweet to our spiritual taste buds. That's a comforting finale for our spiritual diet. God is faithful to answer our prayers of faith as we pray according to His will, so we can enjoy feeding on His faithfulness. So that's my encouragement to you tonight. Whether you're reading the King James or the New King James or the Darby Translation or the ESV or whatever it is, I believe that we can make a clear application from this verse. It's a command. It's talking about feeding, pasturing, shepherding. It's talking about faithfulness or truth or verity. Feed on His faithfulness. It provides a well-rounded diet that is tasty and nourishing and, may I say, always exactly what we need. So I want to encourage you to make meditating on the faithfulness of God an ongoing aspect of your life. Feed on His faithfulness. As we read in Lamentations, great is Your faithfulness. Let's pray. Father, we thank You tonight that You are the faithful God. Your Son's name that will be upon Him as He rides in victoriously in a future day to claim His kingdom upon this earth will be faithful and true. And Father, we thank You for Your faithfulness. We thank You that it comes in many different forms. And Father, we thank You that we've been told to feed on Your faithfulness. Father, may we take that into our spirits. May we read that in Your Word. May we meditate upon it. May it come into our minds, through our ears. May it go down into our hearts and into the deepest parts of our being. May we know and enjoy and thrive on Your faithfulness, Lord. We thank You. Thank You for faithfully meeting our needs. Thank You for faithfully loving us when we are so unworthy and so often are going our own way, and yet You keep bringing us back into the path. Thank You for the table that You have spread before us and the presence of our spiritual enemies. Yes, You can provide a table in the wilderness, and we acknowledge that tonight. And thank You in the name of our Savior, the One who has made it all possible for us, the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. Amen. May the Lord bless you. Feed on His faithfulness.